Blog Talk Radio.
And I just had to, and early today, I just had to buy another set of pants that's fallen again. Okay. Down. Yes.
1, 2, 3. All right, are they hot?
No, we're not hot.
No, we should be right now.
All right.
Okay, now we're hot. All right, let's get going.
All right, 3.
Ready, Walt?
2. Yeah.
And we are live. What's up, guys? Welcome to the Fresh Shit Podcast. It's Friday, a.k.a. Call-In Friday, man. Let's get into the phone call, baby. Let's get
haters it. And supporters. Let's do it.
And we are live. What's up, guys? Welcome to the Fresh Shit Podcast, a regular edition. It's Friday, a.k.a. Call-In Show Friday. So quick announcement before we get into the show, guys. Patreon.com/FreshShit. It's the beginning of the month, so get in there now. We're going to have a Zoom call either tomorrow or Sunday. I actually put a community post up there to figure out whether you guys prefer Saturday or Sunday. It's going to be around 7 p.m. And, yeah, I'm excited to talk to all you guys. I'm going to open it up for everybody pretty much. And then the guys that are at the 200 tier, we'll do another Zoom call for y'all. After, probably with my accountant and Miguel is what I'm thinking. It's going to be a little bit more secret sauce in there. I'm going to actually, for you guys, I may even show you guys my tax returns with some stuff blurted out, of course, but show you guys how I was able to save a fuck ton of money this year with buying real estate. And I'll compare it to my government stuff, how much tax I paid back when I was working for the government versus now as an entrepreneur. Okay, and I think you guys are going to be amazed at the power of buying real estate. And just being intelligent, guys, when it comes to purchasing assets. So we'll have that on patreon.com/freshshit. But for this weekend coming up, we're going to go ahead and give y'all a Zoom call, and then we'll follow it up with another Zoom call later on in the month. We're going to have Miguel and Steve here in the house. We're going to be talking about cryptocurrency, taxes, everything else like that. I know that the crypto markets are crashing and everyone is losing their mind. But the reality is when there's blood in the streets, it's time to eat, baby. Okay, that's what I'm talking about. So you guys shouldn't be freaking out right now. Buy on the dips, my friend. Anyway. Spotify, Google, our podcast, guys, every single platform you listen to podcasts,
we're there.
Just make sure you wear headphones so you don't get in trouble at your job and or fired. Also, get the merch at freshshitpodcaststore.com. We got some merch right now, guys, that's custom that we got going.
So it's going to be a limited drop.
Yes.
Once it's out and it's sold out, it's done. So get it while you can because we'll be hot off the press. All the supporters out there, when you wear it, we're going to know who you are. So shout out to y'all, man.
Made by hand. By a member of our team. Made by hand, guys, literally. We're going to be actually doing it all ourselves. We got a fucking sewing machine, all that shit. I'm doing it ourselves.
I might even wear them in the club.
There you go.
There you go.
Bam. Next, we got our YouTube channel, guys. It's called Fresh and Fit Clips. If you don't got time to watch a full podcast, guys, go ahead and get the best parts of the show on Fresh and Fit Clips, guys. Whole other YouTube channel. We post 2 clips on there per day, and we post 1 clip per day on this one, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't got time, man, go check that out. Also, Fresh, you want to talk about your vlog channel?
Vlog channel, man. So, guys, just so you know, the vlog channel, I'm going to change directions on the vlog channel. I'm actually going to make it content where you can learn about networking, Instagram, and the like, because I'm not going to lie, man. Some of y'all have been doing some weird-ass shit lately, and I'm more like, you know what? I'm keeping this strictly business. So it's going to be a lot less more like fun vlogs, more like serious information. And, I'm going to keep my dating life a little bit more private. Feel me? Anyhow, Cool. There you go.
You guys are messaging the girls that he was dealing with, man.
Get weird, nigga.
Yeah, get this nigga. Put him in a weird spot, man.
Who's this girl? Who's that? I'm like, you know what?
Bruh.
Y'all niggas weird, man.
Yeah, man. You guys over here messaging the... I mean, I've been stopped because I saw this shit coming, but like, yeah, man. Like, I just keep that
now
shit
on. Now I see why niggas hide faces and don't show girls on camera,
bro. Oh, man. Because it's like, yo, you can't win. Like, first they say, Fresh, you got no game, you get no girls. Post pictures and vlogs with a million girls. Oh, let me just send all these girls pictures and weird shit. Tell them, yo, why are you fucking with Fresh? Or, like, you get a new girl. Like, hey, he got a new hoe now. Or some
shit. And then they say, oh, he's paying for every girl. I'm like, okay. And then when I ask them, oh, he's paying. No, they're not paying.
Can't win, bro.
You can't win, bro. So it's like,
man. You
really
can't win. Right? They're
y'all, but either way, y'all seen enough of my life. It's just cool. I'm going hiding now.
Y'all niggas making Fresh's life tough.
Man. I told you what I did.
Yeah.
No, I do some reconnaissance. Save the mission, man.
Yeah, man. Y'all niggas fucking Fresh up. It's funny, though. He comes in here.
Oh, my God.
This nigga comes in here going nuts. Mo is losing his fucking sides.
Mo laughs like 5 minutes straight.
Bro. Yo, y'all niggas got Fresh.
Yo, talk about game. I thought it was a reverse game where, like, to bring it back to full. You know what happened, bro?
No.
I had to literally, like, go all the way up to the back of my, game bag to pull a good trick to make things happen because y'all niggas trying to mess it up, man.
Y'all niggas got Fresh on the loose.
Can't finesse me, man. I'm a finesse.
Fantastic. Then also, guys, go check out my YouTube channel, Feta 1811 on there. I break down criminal cases for you guys. Yeah, this weekend, I'm not sure what I'm going to cover. I may cover I don't know about Vibes Cartel. I'm working on that right now with Dolphins, so don't worry
you
about
you have
it.
To. World Boss. Yo, World Boss? You got to, bro.
I will do it. I just need time to prepare Myron, for that because it's
we'll
Jamaican
do it.
Law.
Get it? Steve will do it. Myron will do it.
And then also, guys, I might do a bank robbery or I might do a police corruption case, okay? So it's going to be one of those three. I might cover Vibes Cartel. Operation Shattered Shield, which was a police corruption case against the New Orleans Police Department in the 90s, which was – I got a lot of requests for that one. Or one of the biggest bank robberies back in the 70s. One of those three I might cover for y'all.
If you do Cartel, I'll be here.
Okay.
That's my top G.
That's your top G?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
That's going to take some time to prepare because I don't really know Jamaican law like that. And then – cool. And then anything else here? Chris, you want to tell ladies that want to come on the show or you only want to do that for nighttime?
Right now, I'll do it. It's fine. shout out to you guys, ladies, DM me and Aaron C. Poxton if you want to come to our show. I don't know, three of you watching right now, make sure, you know, if you do come on to our show, just, you know, make sure you're Miami if you want to book this week or next week or whatnot. Because one girl was like, yeah, I'm in Phoenix, so I don't know if it'll work tonight. The fuck?
What the
so anyways, it was weird. So I booked her.
Yo.
She thought she was coming tonight for tomorrow. I'm like, yo, what is going on? So
you said it's going to be tough. I'm in Phoenix?
Yeah, she was in Phoenix. I don't know. What the fuck? But
what was she on, bro?
I don't know. But shout out to the team, by the way, behind the scenes. Shout out to the mods. Shout out to the merch gang. You guys are awesome. You guys have been helping
merch
me out this week.
Gang.
So you guys have been awesome. Lit.
And Mo, give us an update. What's going on with you, man?
What's going on? I am at 443 pounds now.
Okay.
Another pound and a half down. And
so what's the total weight loss that we're talking about now overall?
Just coming from 500, so it's about 60 pounds down.
Bam.
So I'll just keep going. And I just today, I just had to order new pants again. For those of you guys have known, I had started from pant size 64, currently, well, technically 58 now, but it's fallen. So I got to order another set of pants again. So it's so by the time
so
it gets here, it should
what,
be down.
Yeah, what size are the pants that you just ordered?
56.
56?
Yes.
Bam. So we're down almost 20 sizes.
Yeah, well, 8.
20. Okay.
Almost, it's
well,
going to be 10.
I said 20 sizes. I mean, I didn't even know pants go up that high, nigga. 64, goddamn.
Yeah.
So it went from 64, now you're down to 56. Okay, goddamn. All right, that's awesome. That's fucking great, man.
Mo's working, man.
Yeah, he's working, guys. And the thing is, like I said before, I know a lot of you guys, oh, you're losing the weight too slow, whatever. This is how you're going to be able to lose the weight, man, and keep it off, man. He ain't going to be fat again when he loses all this weight, I'm telling you guys, because a lot of people that lose a ridiculous amount of weight, if they lose it too quickly, they're not going to be able to keep it off. So
while they hate, we create by real estate, and we lose weight.
There we go,
there
baby.
You go.
That's what we're talking about, my friend. That's what we're talking about. We're over here self-improving. Good stuff, Mo. And that's inspiration for all you guys out there that want to lose weight, man. You could do exactly what Mo's doing, man. It's unacceptable to be fat in 2022. We make fun of him, but, hey, it's working.
It works.
We read these chats real quick, and then we'll hit the phone lines. By the way, guys, if you want to call into the show, the number is 515-605-9740. Again, that number is 515-605-9740. Okay, that's our call-in number, guys. It's been that way for probably the better part of almost 2 years now. So, yeah, call into the show, and we'll get cracking. As always, if you guys want to cut the line, go ahead and just donate a super chat with your last four digits of your number, and then that will move you up higher.
And we accept all haters and supporters at the same time.
Yes.
Come with the energy, brother.
If you want to call in and, you know, call me a lame or call Fresh and can't speak, or you want to make fun of Chris for not being able to pronounce video.
Let's do it.
Video. Go ahead and check us out. Tell AD to come back on the show, one of the best guests, and that's $2 from Ray Ray, okay?
Shout out to AD.
Man, as soon as I start getting the bag, I hope I get a chance to sit next to my heroes, okay? $5, Saeed Shavershian, okay, get Saeed Shavershian on the pod. He is Z's brother. Yeah, I know exactly who he is. He and Myron would make a great combo on the Z's era and the legacy of his brother, RIP Z's. Actually, guys, I'll give you guys a little bit of a surprise. I was talking with Chess Brock. Like a month ago. We're going to have him on the show, guys. So don't worry. I will definitely get him on. Matter of fact, thank you for reminding me. I'll shoot him a quick DM right now and try to lock in a date for y'all. Well, and maybe I'll have a date for you guys live on air.
Show the chest, bro.
But I'll hit him right now. As you guys know, I hate using my phone. But I'll hit him up right now. Shout out to him and his brother. Rest in peace. I mean, I was obviously very inspired by his brother. Aziz took over the fucking internet back in like 2010, 2011. So
even I know
Aziz
runs in Barbados, man.
Yeah.
That's huge.
So, you know, he motivated a lot of guys to get in the gym and, you know, become better and not really give a fuck about bitches. I remember he always used to say, disregard females, acquire aesthetics. And that's a great mantra to have. You know what I mean? Because by acquiring the aesthetics, the ladies will come to you. And then, you know, obviously with the money and everything else, the sexual marketplace has changed a bit since then, right? Instagram wasn't really a thing back then.
Yeah.
But definitely, you know, the legacy still lives. So we're all going to make it, bro. It's Academics and Tommy coming back on the pod soon.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't have a problem with those guys.
They're cool.
Monkey D, you stop. Love y'all. $10. Thank you so much. El Fresh, you looking like Lizzo on American Income, bro. Do better. Okay. We got Fresh. Can you read these real quick?
Yeah. Alvo Ace, $10 says, why do women in blue pillars always try to shame you and call you a sickle for wanting an 18-year-old? I'm 26, and I don't think there's a problem with it at all. I think they're just angry. Honestly, bro, some people are mad because they can't do it, or they're mad because they might have a chance to, but they missed their chance. So honestly speaking, bro, like, they're just haters. Do what you want to do. It's your body, your sex drive, your wants. Do what you want, bro, is what it is. They can hate all they want. We got here Terrence Griffin, $5, says, I swear we need a clip montage of Myron's greatest ta-da moments. Possibly.
Maybe. What's the best way a man can build his status? You got to build it. There's many.
I would say social media nowadays. However, you got to know what you're doing. Or even in your small community, if you can either become someone of power regarding maybe your sport, maybe activist. The point is that, like, in your community, you can find a way to become number one. But you got to figure out what that is for you. I don't know what it is.
Cool. Oh, American Income is in the house.
There you go.
Thanks, Fresh, for the interview and repost. We'll be back in Miami, Rolling Loud weekend. Fresh, let's network again. Myron, let me interview you. Sure. Fresh told me about you, so now I'll definitely do it. Normally, I don't do interviews, but since Fresh said, and Fresh said, hey, man, do it, I'll do it. So, normally I
Myron posted on his page some of the income, too, so.
Yeah, for all the haters out there.
There you go.
Yeah, some of the people, because people were commenting under there that, like, oh, Fresh, you lying, you don't get that kind of money. Bro, I mean, I literally posted a profit loss statement. That's the profit loss statement I use that I'm going to use to buy this next property. I'm very transparent with you guys about, a general figure of how much we make, everything else like that. We bring our accountant on. We're very transparent with y'all. A lot of other YouTubers would never show you guys this stuff.
Ever.
And it's not to flex. We do it to show you guys, like, yo, this is what's possible. And then when you make this money, what can you do so that you can, you know, invest that money into other endeavors and build wealth? You know what I'm talking about? Joe Cope, much love to FNF Dallas. Those are a bunch of incredible, hardworking men. Yeah, shout out to them.
That's true.
Bill Rago Jr. Hey, Myron, just a suggestion. You should vlog your day to life and call it being Ahmoud. Okay, thanks, bro. I appreciate that. But that would be very haram if people saw that. Fresh ain't learned from the last time showing off his girl to Academics. Okay. Vicky, yeah, $10. Myron, be prepared for a debate you're going to have with Destiny? What?
Oh, the Twitch streamer? Our YouTuber?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Hey, Fresh, it's warm over there. By the way, Scotty at 304.
Look at who are you, bro?
Fresh on Fresh is meat. Jonathan on Fresh is meat. Okay. One more time, FNF hoodie, best hoodie I've ever owned. I've had more hoodies than most of you guaranteed. Plus, I have gotten some foes.
Phone numbers.
Sweater alone. If I wasn't married, shout out to the crew. All right.
Oh, wow.
Cool. Will you guys ever do an episode about marketing strategies and gimmicks? I do music and want to know effective ways to promote without being annoying. We covered that on DMs on Demand, actually, bro.
Yeah, we do.
You might want to get that course. Well, it's not open right now.
Yeah, it's not open.
But if you guys want us to open it back up, we will.
Man. Regarding dating itself and then marketing, bro, I don't know any other course that gives you all-in-one And then business-wise as well, it's the same strategy, using tactics that actually help you get exposure to women and also business clients. Because, guys, once again, if you have a product or service that nobody knows about, it doesn't matter. However, if they can find you and see who you are and you add value, then you win. So the hardest part is being found, whatever you do, music, I don't know, e-commerce, anything online is being found online is the hardest part.
Yeah, we might do a drop for y'all where we release High Value Academy and DMs on Demand in one package, because I know people have been asking for High Value Academy as well.
Package deal.
Dr. Mo, because the thing is, guys, is that we don't like to pitch courses like that because we don't want to ever come off too salesy, bro. Like,
yeah.
We really genuinely enjoy just giving y'all free content. Like, that's really what it is, doing the pod, giving you guys free content. Like, we prefer to create versus, like, sitting there trying to sell you, like, yo, buy this shit right now. Like, come on, man. Like, that shit. And you're like, you know,
it helps. We give it to you in doses if you want it.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's why we try not to do we only really drop courses when you guys ask for it.
Yeah.
Like, we really don't like doing pitches for that shit. Dr. Mo, 7700 for the Big Mo New Pants Funds. Good stuff, brother. Health and time is our important asset.
Shout out to Dr. Mo.
Important asset in our life. Yep. Last thoughts. I'm curious to see Mo with the hose once he gets in shape, maybe a little Jamaican thing. Get him right, Prashina. We got it. And then Michael D'Amico, got you. Congratulations to Big Mo from Michael Mistroke. Thank you. Nimbus Goes Fresh. How do you feel about Moistante jewelry? Is it frowned upon or do people not care?
I think that's like a type of like...
Moistened meat?
I don't think it's real. It was just like maybe a hybrid or something like that. I do believe it has its place for people that can't maybe afford the real thing. But personally, myself, I would not buy it.
Yeah. Okay. What happened to DMs on Demand? Well, it's not out right now, my friend, but you still have access to it if you paid for it.
Yeah.
We got Fede Piccolo. Cool. Hey, guys, I'm thinking of starting a reaction channel, but don't have the equipment. Question. Also, do you guys have a person wanting to collab so I can find my fresh no homo in LA? I mean, bro, the reaction channel market is extremely saturated, my friend.
Yeah. And bro, I'm not gonna lie to you, bro, regarding finding a person that's going to be compatible with you. It's going to take time, bro. It doesn't happen overnight. And it could be through a recommendation. So, you know.
Fresh is BBC. Fresh, whose daughter are we clapping tonight? Actually, you know what? Never mind. If we take her out on a date, that would be considered tricking. I guess we'll have to go marry her. Then we'll be good to go. Myron, please do a detailed video on premature ejaculations and its real treatment. Goddamn, I'm done. I mean, bro.
You just jerk off before you go smash, bro.
There you go. That helps.
Twice.
Yeah. If you had to choose one, would you invest in Bitcoin or Ethereum? Shout out to all you boys there. Road to a milli.
Ethereum.
Ethereum is probably, yeah, because Bitcoin's a little high right now. Even though it's around 20K, Ethereum will allow you to get in there a little bit smoother. But, yo, if you got the money for Bitcoin isn't a bad choice either because BTC is the lead crypto. Just moved to the area. It's perfect for my niche. Excited to network with other high-value men plus super motivated. Just stopping by to show some love. Keep up the good work, and don't forget to buy the dip. Yep.
Yep.
Is today's call-in show meant for haters? Yeah, of course. Are y'all having Donovan Sharp back on again soon? Always love the energy he brings to the panel. Area codes. Okay, got you with the number. All right, pizza Kazuki Takashi, creator of Yu-Gi-Oh, the king of games. Road to, what did I say?
YCS champ.
Yeah, well, we got you, my friend.
You triggered my trap card.
So rest in peace to him and Yu-Gi-Oh. Great show. And then we got last.
Rowdy Boy, 97. Thanks for all that you guys do. Love the show. Guys have helped me a lot in life, and I appreciate you guys. Is there a way I can a typical guy can get on the show? We're looking to get paid or clout. Not right now, my friend.
Yeah, no, man. Like, I know you guys have like brought this up a million times, but here's the thing: when you guys say, "Yo, we bring a regular guy on the panel with these girls,"
for what?
They don't care, bro.
And like, we did it, and you saw what happened.
Yeah, we did it, and y'all saw what happened. It was fucking madness. You know what I mean?
They got too late. It was like chaos, man. And
girls don't like guys. I'm telling you, man. With most women, like, get this through your head, guys. Most women do not and or even acknowledge most men.
And to be fair, do you really care about a random guy on the podcast or a celebrity? You guys care about celebrities or somebody that you actually know.
Yeah, man. They don't care about regular niggas, bro. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I want to call for a question that you guys will totally appreciate. I'm married, but my wife brought home another girl the other night and wants her to join our relationship. And we are all interested. How do I proceed? You proceed, my friend. You don't need our blessing.
If you want to, go ahead, bro.
Would you recommend trying to network with wealthy people even if they aren't at all in your area of work if you can't find someone in your own niche?
Of course, bro.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, right? Regarding networking, guys, look, you may not know the person directly in your niche that can help you. However, guess what? If they're successful, they have their own network of people that know people that might help you. So by default, network whoever you can is successful because I guarantee you They know people of power that can help you in your endeavor, whatever it is.
Yeah, yeah. You want to ever definitely network with other people. Like, for example, I'm heavy into real estate. We network and hang out with, like, you know, guys like Miguel from Cultivate Crypto, right?
Yeah.
Miguel asks me questions about real estate. I ask him questions about cryptocurrency. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So you can go ahead and have a value exchange, because guys that are successful, guys that make money, they love to learn other ways to make money as well.
Yep.
And a lot of the times they're going to want to go ahead and shortcut and speak to someone who's already established in that niche that they might not necessarily know about.
And just so you know, when people say a millionaire has seven streams of income, guess what? They didn't learn it by themselves most of the time.
Yeah.
They met somebody that, hey, you know what? Try this. Do this. And then they make one income, another income, before you know it's seven.
Yep.
So
shout out to the moderators. Thank you. $10, Kevin Badrao. Is today's call-in only meant for haters? It's for everybody.
Everybody.
Ever since I've been watching you guys, my life has changed. Salute to you guys, and thank you very much. And that's from Randy Santos.
So to Randy, man.
Okay, cool. Let's hit the phone lines, guys. We got 2,400 y'all in here.
Go!
So please like the video, guys. Subscribe to the channel, and don't forget to comment below for the algo.
Also, comment on my fresh cut, bro. This cut's so freaking fresh, bro. You feel me? Like, it's super fresh. Stay fresh, stay humble. What?
All it's right.
Fresh.
8635.
It's not fresh?
Gay!
I'm just saying, bro. It's fresh. No? Okay, never mind.
Yo, these boom moms are sick, bro.
Gay. I'm just saying my
hey,
teeth.
You guys got me?
Yeah, I got you, bro. What's
we
up?
Got
Welcome
you.
To the show, my friend.
All right, good. Let's get it started. So, I want to share an experience that I had from the pod. Hopefully help some of the other people learn and whatnot. So, I'm going to make it quick as well. A minute.
Thank you.
I
minute and a half.
Broke
no.
up with my girl because of the fact that she didn't want to get on my program, right? Here's the thing. After I broke up with her, it put me in touch with reality in a good way. I realized that the reason that she didn't want to get on my program is because I'm not at the level to demand that from another person.
Ooh.
I gotta be on my program 100% first. So, right, she ends up leaving. The amount of pain that I felt, because I really love this girl, 3.5 years, huge. I've been using it as positive motivation. I'm in the gym, personal trainer, month and a half, seeing results. But here's the thing, and now I'm going to shut up and let you guys talk. My physical body up. My emotional tolerance up. My bank account down. My motivation for work down. I know what I need to do, but I want you guys to critique it and expose some of the flaws to me just off the actions I told you.
So your physique and fitness is
up,
highly up, and you're motivated to do that, but not to work?
Yes, and I'll tell you why. Most of my life, I've been using negative energy to propel me forward, but after I broke up with my girl, I got humbled, and I kind of let go of all that dark energy that I had, and I haven't replaced it with positive energy. And that's why the gym is natural. I get rewarded instantly. Work, I do sales. That's delayed gratification. My monkey brain can't rationalize that.
So
that
you're saying,
make any sense?
Well, minus the energy talk. So you're saying that, like, you're not motivated to work, right?
How long have you been training in the gym?
Going ham, month and a half.
Okay, how long have you been training overall?
In my life? I mean, I've always been kind of athletic, I would say, like,
okay,
years.
So working out has just been a lifestyle difference for you. It's been a lifestyle thing for you.
Accurate.
Okay, so yeah, I mean, what it just comes down to is just you're just a lazy fuck, bro. That's what it comes down to. I mean, like, if you worked out before, right, like, I always say, like, training in the gym, it's a lifestyle thing. So if you're able to do it a long period of time, it's because now it's a lifestyle. You probably feel weird if you don't go to the gym. So the thing is you got to take that same motivation that you have to go to the gym, that same fire, and apply it to other endeavors in your life. The gym is just merely a physical manifestation of your belief and efforts, man. And you got to go ahead and apply that shit to the workplace.
But here's the problem, though. If you're calling to ask us for motivation,
you already lost.
Yeah, that's the problem. Like, we can help you because what
clarity,
happens is,
clarity.
We'll give you a pep talk, like, pretty much like, oh, yeah, bro, go do it. Focus on money. Dude, that's like 10 minutes in my last, or maybe even a day. After that, what's next? So you need to find alternative motivation from, like, something within. So, for example, bro, what happened to me, bro, is that when I went to Starbucks, I saw niggas pull up in Lamborghinis, Ferraris, the hot chicks. I'm like, damn, how can that be me?
Mm.
And that drove the fuck out of me because I'm like, yo, you know what? I'm going to 1992, 1998 Toyota Camry, struggling over 100K miles. Nigga, how did I become that? So that drove me to push myself further until I got my own. So for you, you got to figure out how to motivate yourself internally, because we can't help you, because we can tell you what to do, bro, but like internally, you got to do that for yourself.
How old are you and how much do you earn per year?
I'm 24. I earn 72K a year and I have commission, so obviously up and down depending on my performance.
All right. I mean, bro, you're not doing too bad for a guy your age, man. You're doing better than most men, but the thing is that you definitely want to get more. And the thing is that you're in this weird – here's the thing. That 72K, you're in what I call like the comfort zone. Like you make just enough.
Exactly.
To not, like, live the life that you want and be where you want to be, right? Because you're better than most guys. But at the same time, you're not really necessarily pushing yourself to that next level where you want to hit that six figures, because when you hit that six figures, that's a different mindset to get to that level. So, you know, as you go up, it becomes harder and harder. A lot more work has to be put in to reach the next level, if you know what I'm saying, right? Which is why a smaller and smaller percentage ascends to that next level. So my thing, dude, is that you just got to fucking – I don't want to sound like Nike, but you just got to fucking do it, man, because no one's going to be – motivation is not enough. You have to have a deep drive inside you to want to become better. Everyone is different, motivated by different things, but you need to make sure it's got to be intrinsic to you, man. So for me, for example, right? I mean, you can use, I mean, I know you said, oh, I don't like using dark energy. Fuck that shit. I'll use dark energy. I love proving haters wrong. I love it. I use people talking shit on the internet. Sometimes I'll like look at my comment section if I need a little bit of fire, whatever it may be. You guys be thinking I'm crazy. You'll see my Instagram story. It'll be 3, 4, 5 in the morning. I'll be in the gym, or I'll be making upgrades to the studio, or I'll go for a fucking run or whatever. I just started incorporating running recently. Like, I use the hate to fuel, right, becoming excellent, because I know that my haters, you can't, when you succeed, that's the best way to shut people up.
Yeah. And then also, bro,
can I leave you with one thing really quick about, like, literally 20 seconds that this was the last thing I wanted to say, and then I'll pop out. Firstly, I'm not calling you guys for motivation, and here's why. I did this mainly to give, like, to put this out to the people as a good example, sharing the story. I have a very strong father in my life. So yesterday, I give him a call. I'm coming back from the gym, and I was letting him know, hey, man, I've been working. I'm still feeling the shit from this breakup. I was talking like a pussy, right, on the phone. I was like, hey, man, you know, I want to take a couple of days off, really find myself, find why I'm doing what I'm doing. He says to me, are you a fucking bitch? You're talking like a pussy right now. And it kind of just woke me up.
He's right.
So I kind of have that figure in my life to tell me, like, hey, shut the fuck up, bro. You're being a bitch. Go to work. Go make money. Shut your ass up.
Yeah, bro. The only people that
strong fathers are important.
They are, man. Like, the only people that can go ahead and say stupid shit like, oh, I need a break. It's getting tough, or I need to go find myself. That's pussy shit that women say to validate their lack of drive, bro. You know what I'm saying? That's just what it is. Like, women don't get based on what they create, bro.
A caller, you know what you got to do, bro.
But you know what you got to do, my friend.
Yeah, bro. You know what you got to do.
You know? Next goal, bro, is close that gap, hit 100K.
Or, dude, just write your goals down. Put it in your bedroom so whenever you wake up, you see it right away.
Take care.
All right, man. Peace.
All right, 1360.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Can y'all hear me?
Yo.
Yes, sir.
All right. If it sounds shitty, it's because I'm in my car. I'm driving right now.
Oh, we know.
Okay. All right. I'll just make this quick. I'm a tenant in one of the homeowners that I'm renting out a space at. He's into real estate. He has like 3 properties now, and I haven't told you guys this, but I've been heavily interested in real estate. I listen to the Money Mondays. You know, I watched the episode with Kevin McElroy and Robert Kiyosaki. So like a lot of the information y'all given me has sunken in, but I haven't actually put any capital or done anything to actually buy any land or property. So my question to y'all was that. My homeowner, he has all these properties, and he has a lot of information, and he's somebody I can have direct contact with and get a lot of information from. So my thing was, I wanted to know from y'all, what should I ask him to kind of get me in that right direction? Because I have direct contact with him, and I can see him a lot. So he could kind of be a mentor as far as real estate goes. So what questions or what things should I ask or to kind of get more information and more things in front of me so I can get a step ahead and get the get myself in the right direction as far as.
All right, how much capital do you have saved up? How much do you have? How much capital do you have saved up?
Oh shit, you don't want to know that. It's definitely not enough to invest. I'll let you know that right now.
Then fix that first, because you're trying to put the cart before the horse. What's the point of getting all this information if you can't enact on it? You need capital first so that you can actually go ahead and be able to take action and buy property.
Okay.
You know, because all that's going to happen is he's going to give you information. He's gonna, you won't be able to do shit. He could give you the best info, and what are you going to do? You're not even going to have the capital to be able to,
you're gonna
to,
waste
get, to get it to a property.
His
you're going to waste, his time, and you're going to waste your time. Instead of going ahead and trying to get free coaching from this guy, what you should do is put yourself in a position where when he gives you the coaching, you're actually able to take action. You're
actually,
capital.
That's my point. Bro, all you can do is go on YouTube, study real estate yourself. When you go talk to him, and give the money as well. So you're educated, you know what he's talking about, versus like, oh, what's this? What's that? So if I were you, bro, once again, I would go, like Marvin said, get capital, first of all.
Yeah.
Then at the same time, learn from YouTube or some other free sources how to get this information, and then go to him educated on that matter.
Yeah. You need to have bare minimum, bro, at least, you know, 5% of the total buying price of a house saved somewhere so that you can get into something with an FHA loan, my friend.
Bro, it took me 2 years to actually get into real estate. I wanted to do it 2 years ago, but I didn't have the money.
You know,
so you gotta wait.
Don't be a real estate masturbator, bro. Don't be one of these niggas that watches, you know, real estate channels and watches people like Robert Kiyosaki, reads Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and just sits there and wants to buy a house and hasn't bought one in fucking a decade. Don't be one of these niggas, bro. There's a lot of real estate, like, investor masturbators, man. All right? But step one, you need to get capital. Anyone that tells you buy a house, no money down, all this other bullshit, it's cap, bro. It's cap. Unless you're a veteran and you got a VA loan, you're going to need money. You're going to need capital.
Yeah, and the thing is with him, I'll make this quick. The thing is with him, he's a physician,
bro.
So he made over 100K, so that's why he was able to invest into real estate. So obviously he had the capital. So I know the capital is kind of like my kryptonite at the moment. It was kind of I just more or less I wanted to know if gaining the knowledge would be important, because I don't have the capital now. Would that benefit me in any way? But I know obviously having the capital is the most important thing. But
that's the most important thing.
Okay, and I appreciate that.
Like right now, like
you wasted our time too.
You're wasting your time by just trying to get the information and not having the capital to act upon it. Let's say you find a fucking bang up deal, 20% cash on cash returns. Fantastic. You can get in there with a fucking FHA loan. You don't even got the money to get in. What's the point?
Yeah.
All that's going to do is you're going to disappoint yourself. Do you even have a pre-approval?
No.
I don't have a pre-approval yet.
There you go. So, bro, you're literally trying to you're at number 64 when you haven't even started at one yet. Like, we got to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and then counter way up to 64. You're pretty much at Moe's old pant size, nigga. You need to work your way backwards first.
Well, I'm trying to get to 69. No, I'm just kidding. You're right, Myron. You're 100% right.
That's the answer. That's the answer right there. Save up capital. Make money. Save that money. Be prepared to deploy it into an asset. Have at least 3.5%. I would argue more closer to 5-10% of the home's total buying price if you can actually get into the property, put a down payment, and be able to go ahead and cover closing costs.
Caller.
All right.
As my friend, Mark Cuban would say, you don't have whatever it takes.
You need more capital. You need more capital.
Yeah. All right,
fellas. Make more money and save it, okay?
Cool.
Make it sound like you're on dial-up.
All right, let's go with 4123.
Yeah. Yeah, you need money to get into real estate, guys. Anyone that tells you otherwise is lying to you. What's up, bro? Welcome to the show.
How you doing? I just have two things, two questions and like two points of contention with you. I'm actually from Reddit, and I'm actually a good supporter of the show. I saw you guys at the Fresh Fit that asked me up, and I have two questions. Firstly, Myron, I wanted to ask you.
Just keep it to one, bro, because we got a lot of people on the line. Just keep it to one. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm from Reddit. Okay, I also want to say I'm from Reddit. Okay, I'll just keep it to one. So, Myron, you went viral on TikTok, and I've been trying to help defend you from, like, in front of my friends. So they sent you a video of you on TikTok, where you were trying to see your show with some girl. You told her you wanted to, like, do like a gym, whatever. Yeah, I just wanted to say, like, why did you? I'm not disagreeing what you did, yeah. And to be honest, I don't really care about the girl. I just wanted to know, like, why did you like run it that way? Like, why did you use that approach?
So when you go fishing, like, do you use the same rod and the same bait for every type of fish?
No, you don't.
Okay, so different women appreciate different things. Some girls just want money. Some girls want clout. Some girls want a guy that is in shape. Some girls want guys that are smooth. Some girls want guys that are extremely good looking. Every woman is different in what she wants, okay? We live in a deregulated sexual marketplace. So women look for different things and different men depending on where they are in life. You got to use the right bait for the right fish. So in that case, I used that. It worked. We had a conversation. She obviously left out a bunch of things, such as the fact that we spoke on the phone two different times, and she didn't show the entire conversation on purpose. Right?
Yeah, I need that.
And nobody knows that, though. So, hold on, let me just finish my thing. So, yeah, bro, she didn't show the entire conversation, and me and her spoke on the phone twice. And here's the funny part. I didn't say nothing to her. Like, I stopped talking to her, like, 2 weeks ago. I noticed, okay, this ain't going nowhere. Cool. I'm going to move on. It is what it is. You know, one of my texts that I used to go ahead and try to revitalize the conversation didn't work out. Cool. Move on to the next girl. 2 weeks later, she posted stupid shit to try to get some clout. So what does that say about her character versus mine?
And also, caller, don't forget that we're targets because we're giving guys information that girls don't want us to share with you guys. And, oh, they're damning me? I'm going to expose these niggas. So we have a lot more obstacles to cross, especially when we hit the girls, so it's not easy, bro.
Yeah, so my thing, man, is that, you know, you got to know what type of bait to use for different types of fish. I obviously got a line, and we actually had a conversation. We spoke on the phone two separate times, and I'll be honest, like, I didn't expect her to do that shit. I was like, wow, this is really low class, because it's like, what the fuck is wrong with you? But this goes to show that clout is a hell of a drug, my friend, and this is what happened. So, hey, it is what it is, man. It didn't work out. Shot my shot. Failed. This is the game, baby.
What did Offset say? Anything for clout?
Do anything for clout, my friend. And the thing is that you guys see the L's, but you guys don't see all the W's because I don't post girls anymore. Because I'm just like, I don't want, like, messages.
Let me just say, Mara is busy, bro.
Yeah, so it's cool, man. I don't mind it. It is what it is, bro, but this is that's what happened, man. Like, she's only going to show y'all a portion of the conversation and make herself look a certain way, but that's fine. If anything, it just shows that she's a goofy and a clown chaser.
Yep.
Yeah. Myron, lastly, I just wanted to say, when you were in college, because I'm going through something right now, and I think you probably have experience like this for me. I've heard of something like JBW, like Just Be White. Did you know it's like your friends are... Even your mediocre white friends had like more success than the ethnic people in your college. Do you think that applies to you when you're in college? Because right now I'm seeing like even the low tier white guys do better than like the top tier black guys. Especially if you're not an athlete, if you're just a normal black guy or like a normal Indian guy, the low tier white guys do far better than you. Did you ever go through that?
Bro, why are you putting race into this, bro?
Yeah.
Like.
I mean, bro. Like, if we're gonna be honest, you know,
I know what I'm saying. I'm seeing this real time. I'm telling you what I'm going through.
That is your experience. I get through this black guys at your school getting laid.
Oh, he's talking about getting laid or job opportunities. No. See, it sounds to me like he's talking about, are you talking about job opportunities or fucking bitches?
Fucking bitches.
No, but I'm talking about, Myron, I'm talking about like in terms of like being like girls. Do you know it's like white guys, like, forget Miami, bro. I'm talking about, do you know it's like white guys, even mediocre white guys do better.
I understand
like, this
question. All right, here's the uncomfortable truth all of you guys are going to have to accept right fucking now, all right? White guys, according to studies and everything else like that, typically are the most desired race across the entire spectrum of women, bro. Ta-da, there we go. Okay, that's the truth. Okay,
thank you,
so...
Thank you, bro.
You know what I mean? Like, are black guys still attractive to a lot of women? Yes, but
hold on.
In general, white guys, on a balance of probabilities, are found to be the most attractive to most women.
Caller, that's no
excuse. That's not an excuse, though.
That's no excuse, bro. He said the facts, but that's no excuse for you. It's your fault that you're not getting bitches, bro. So don't use that as an excuse, because it's your fault. All right, Carl.
Okay. Thanks. Bye.
Yeah, man. Yo, just, bro, self-improve, learn game, be attractive, speak well. You know what I'm saying? That's another thing, too, is that you gotta beat the stereotypes a lot of the times.
Listen, man, all I know is BBC gang are up. If you're a lame, you're a lame. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, Asian, Indian. The point is, bro, if you want bitches, you got to source. If you're not sourcing, bro, if you're not improving yourself, if you're not putting on good clothes, if you're not putting on cologne, if you're not becoming more eloquent in terms of how you move, you're not going to get any bitches, bro. So if you're the same guy you were last year doing the same shit, you won't get results. Upgrade yourself. Improve yourself. Go to different spots. Maybe a different state. Maybe a different town or next over from your college. The point is, bro, you got to work on yourself to improve. You have to.
Yeah. And it just, yeah, you just got to level up, bro, because you could get to a point where your amplifiers outweigh your detriments, right? If you're like, let's say an Asian guy, we know Asian guys typically don't do that great with women. Well, if you have your shit together, you're in the gym, you speak well, you're in shape, you smell good, etc. You can go ahead and overcome a lot of those obstacles, bro. The key is that you just can't put yourself in a position where you're the same like everyone else. You gotta diversify yourself, and you diversify yourself through self-improvement. You know, that doesn't mean that you still got to get out there and source. So a lot of guys tend to think self-improve, I'm just going to get the girls. No, you're still going to have to get out there and you know, convey your value in some way, whether you're shooting your shot on Instagram or talking to them in person, but you're still going to have to go out there and approach, man. Most guys' issues with women is typically rooted in their inability to go out there and source because of fear of rejection.
Bam.
Cool.
9889.
Hey, what's going on, guys? It's me.
Yeah, what's up, man?
What's up?
The one, the MILF hunter. Actually, I have her right next to me. So I wanted her to talk to you.
MILF hunter?
Please, don't Frank Castle her off the phone. But there you go.
The MILF.
Why you hate them?
The video? Wait, who?
Huh?
Wait, hold on. The MILF from video?
Last week I called in. Remember, I was like, you called me the MILF hunter.
This nigga that had the older girlfriend.
Oh yeah.
Called in and said, "Yo, we got the guys being degenerate, smashing chicks."
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah.
Let her get on the line and say her piece. Just keep it short, please.
I think I'm gonna go for
the
video. What the fuck?
Here, Sally.
She might have been.
Why I hate them?
Yeah. Why you hate us, girl?
My first language is in English. But,
yeah, my first language is okay. French and Creole. Anyway, just because they put everybody on the same pile. It's not every. I know they're talking about women in general, but it's not everybody the way they describe some women. But they have exceptions.
Your first language is Creole, you said?
No, French, and I speak very little Creole.
Sacrifice.
Do you speak French, Mo? You Haitian? Or are you
Haitian?
I'm French Haitian.
Just speak your language and then Mo will translate for us. That way we can get through this faster.
Oh my God! You said that. Okay. Well, where's the Haitian guy?
Just talk.
Well,
he can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. Je mettais tout ici dans la même catégorie. Tout ce qui est dans la même catégorie que m'pas apprécier ça. C'est ça que m'pas apprécier, j'en ai parlé de ci. Parce que je pas qu'à mettre tout ce qui est dans la même catégorie. Parce que tout ce qui est différent, qui est différent nationalité. Même moi, c'est haïtien. M'pas tout côté m'river pour m'ouvrir jamais. Pour m'ouvrir jamais, bah, qu'importe le monde. Pour ma. Vous comprenez, j'aime tout pour m'appeler comme bah, tout le monde. Pour m'coucher avec qu'importe le monde. Là, j'ai dit. Il a parlé de si tout si en général que vous avez dit si dat. Il pas fait bien, c'est ça fait toujours dit comme ça. Pour qui est-ce que vous parlez comme ça? Si remet l'argent, c'est l'argent vous avez plus qu'on non. Et pas vrai, mais ça met ça m'a pour l'argent dans lui-même. Non, m'a travail.
All right, Mo, go ahead and translate that real quick for the audience.
She doesn't appreciate the way you're talking about all women like that. Not all women are like that. There are some women that's different. There are some women that's special. And people of different ethnicities, different cultures, that should mean that there's different types of women that not all women are going to think the same thing.
Ma'am, there's baguettes and there's baguettes, right? Un baguette is human. Many baguettes. Most of them are the same, right? Okay,
oui.
Okay.
Oui. Here's the problem. We never said all. We said most and a lot, like a majority. So we're operating off of majorities.
Un baguette.
Okay. Li fait mal parce que moi-même, je suis haïtien, je respecte tête, moi. Avant tout, je respecte tête, moi, je respecte personnalité, moi. Parce que nous levons par une différente nation.
Okay.
She respects everyone. She's She's very respectful, and she respects herself, and she respects people's personality and people's mindsets.
Okay.
And she believes that you're not respecting, like, the other people's mindsets.
What's your post right now, so. All my issues, though.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing, man. Like...
Many baguettes.
Yo, this is
many women.
This is a thing. It's amazing how women become extremely rational as they get older. Listen, man, like I said before, we don't talk about all women. We're talking about a majority of women act the way that we're speaking, okay? So the thing is that you're older now, so you might be a little bit different than modern women nowadays, but the way when we talk about women, we describe modern women that are younger typically. But here's the thing. I mean, even though you speak another language and you're from another culture, look at you. You're getting triggered off of like off of facts and generalities.
Oui, oui. Say that.
Yeah.
Oui, oui.
Yeah. Yes. Oui.
All right.
Okay.
Anything else?
That's all.
All right. Okay, have a great evening. Au revoir. Un baguette.
Messy,
you know, she really got all mad over us just thinking that we say that about all women. We
Listen,
clearly say
we're being
most.
General. We have to be general, bro. Like, come on, man.
Bro, this is a perfect example of, like, women really be filtering out, like, conversations through their emotions first, bro. Like, every single time. They always go through their my feelings. I don't like the way this makes me feel.
The truth hurts,
all
man.
Women. So she went on a long ass rant to say all that.
We got three diglets.
Yo, three diglets, $100. I respect those childbearing hips. I appreciate that, my friend.
John DeMarco.
Shout out to the resident translator in the house, Mo.
Shout out
to
Mo.
All right, let's move on. We international now.
My nigga, three diglets in
guys,
the
Guys, that's a perfect example. Y'all niggas saw what just happened? I'm telling y'all, man, the software is the fucking same, bro.
You can't make this shit up, bro.
Can't make it up, bro. My feelings and a bunch of assumptions that aren't necessarily true. Cool. Who's up next?
Au revoir. Au revoir. How is it? Au revoir. 2636.
Hello. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we can.
Okay. Hey, Myron. What's up, man? New to the channel, but I watched every episode. A couple questions. Is that okay?
One or two.
Are you there?
Just one question, bro.
So is your email freshfitpodcast@gmail.com still valid?
Yeah, sure. Why?
I sent an email. My question is, I didn't realize I was a high-value man because I'm a little bit older. So I know your shows fit to younger men, younger women. But in 1990s, I was 120K. I had a 26.5-foot boat on Irondequoit Bay. And yes, Myron, in Irondequoit Bay, which is Rochester, New York.
Myron.
I was a tattoo artist and comic book artist. No, he made fun of Buffalo. It's okay. I took it as a joke.
Uh-oh.
So anyways, I got in a motorcycle accident. Ruined my legacy, my whole legacy. I'm a tattoo artist, been all across the country. At 50 years old, I have a fiance. I had a back injury for years, and I was born addicted to alcohol and cocaine. And so when that back injury happened, I ruined my legacy. You guys get what I mean? Now I'm 50, so understand what I mean. And I'm trying to level up again, but it's hard at 50 instead of 25 and 30 and 31. You guys get what I'm saying? I made 120K. I was on TV. I was in magazines.
All right, so here's the thing. You did it once. Why can't you do it again?
Honestly, we keep it 100, right?
Yeah,
1,000.
On this show, we keep it 100. I'm fucking tired, bro. I did it once. I did it twice. I did it. And listen, man, I had all them girls. As a tattoo artist, Nikki Sixx said, I'd rather come back as a tattoo artist than a fucking famous musician. I got all them. I don't know how you guys understand what a tattoo artist gets, is status. They come to me. I don't never had to work for them. And so what I'm wondering is, I feel tired. So what do I do? Because I've been watching your videos and I'm subscribing. And I'm just saying, at 50 years old, and I know you guys are younger audience, at 50 years old, what the fuck, bro? You get what I mean? Don't laugh, Myron, because I know I've seen your videos.
I'm not laughing at you, man. I'm just laughing at you. But I mean, here's the thing, bro. You did it once, man. You could do it again. There's really, I mean, saying I'm tired is, I mean, all I hear right now is wah, 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 wah. Like, we're all tired, bro. You know what I mean? Everyone struggles. Everyone goes through adversity. Everyone's got to deal with a bunch of bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Like, everyone's problems are different, but it doesn't change the fact that everyone has to deal with bullshit, man. So, yes, I understand that you're tired, but you did it before, bro, and you could do it again. You, of all people, have zero excuse because you've already been successful in the past. So you can do it again. You just got to fucking, you know, get yourself up from your bootstraps, stop being a pussy, and make it happen again. Okay? And maintain it this time, long term. Don't fall off the wagon again.
All right, I gotta ask you a question, Myron. Do your audience realize that being a federal agent, you're versed in lying and deceptive techniques? Like, you could read it in their face before they even open their fucking mouth. Do they realize how – I'm a Marine, man, and I know that you can read it before they even say anything, and I watch your podcast, and you're just rolling your eyes before they even say anything. That's crazy. They don't understand how versed you are in deceptive and lying techniques. The women on the podcast, do they even know?
Nah, they don't, because a lot of the girls that come on the show don't do any research, so so you know, it is what it is. But
hey,
yo, man, yeah.
Can I ask you a last question, and then I'll let you go? My name is Damon Hacker, which that's on the thing. If I sent the email to freshfitpodcast@gmail.com to Chris or Mo or whoever, I'm an artist, illustrator, tattoo artist, highly successful. Would you guys look at the email? Because I already sent you guys one.
I don't personally check the emails, but I'll tell you this. Go ahead and drop your tattoo shop real quick. Where can they find you?
It's a personal – I travel around the country. I travel L.A., Pennsylvania,
Denver.
Where can
people contact you? Drop your stuff real quick. Go ahead. Let's get this success kickstarted. Drop your stuff.
Thank you, bro. Damon.James21@yahoo.com. I don't fuck with Instagram. I don't fuck with TikTok. I'm a dinosaur, bro. I'm 50 years old.
Yeah, you might need
email.
A part of that getting yourself back on track, my friend, is you're going to have to catch up to 2022. Using a Yahoo email in 2022 is crazy. So
at least have Instagram,
you
bro.
Get on Instagram, bro, at least, because people like to see visually, man.
Especially and show your
in
artwork.
Visual world. So there's your Yahoo. But, my friend, you need to adapt with the times, okay? It's always adapt or die. So you need to get on social media. You need to get on TikTok. You need to get on Instagram to advertise your business. It's Damon.what?
Say again?
What's your email again if people want to fuck with you?
Okay. Damon, D-A-M-O-N, dot
yep.
James21@yahoo.com.
Okay.
That's my Yahoo. Now, when I subscribe and I'm going to get your guys' channel, you guys have all this get back up to – for a dinosaur like me, you have it all on your Patreon and all that?
We do have some stuff on there on Patreon, but DMs on demand might work for you as well. But we got a bunch of callers on the line, bro. So, guys, if you want to...
Yeah, I know. I got to go.
You got to get on social media.
Yeah, okay. Don't give up, bro. You're still breathing, bro. You got a chance, bro.
Yeah, man. You've done it before. You can do it again. You just got to acclimate to the new market.
Yeah.
Okay?
You got us, bro.
I thought he would say,
Nick.
Nah, bro, he needs some type of, like, marketing.
Niggas in the chat said you got mail. You guys are fucking stupid. Yo.
All right, 6828.
Yeah, Chad is undefeated right now. How you guys doing right now?
Yo, we're good, bro. What's up?
What's up, man?
Doing all right, guys. So I do have a question on business cards because I live in New York and my business is trying to do some mobile detailing. And I was looking at your other video on business cards, the best business cards to have. So my question is it possible for me to have two different business cards to put on my business? Because, like, for example, Amazon business card and Citibank business cards, I order 95% of the things from Amazon for my business. But yet there are other websites that I use for very heavy purchases on the websites. So is it possible for me to get two different business cards?
For the same business? Two different cards for the same business?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely
yeah.
You can. I do. I have that right now. I got an Amex Platinum. Right, and I got an Amex Blue Cash for Fresh and Fit. So you can absolutely do that, bro.
Okay, and is there like a time scale of when I can be able to apply for another card without being flagged? Like, do I have to wait a certain amount of time before I can apply for another?
You're going to get dinged no matter what. So, I mean, you can go ahead and just get them all in the same time span. They're going to do a hard inquiry. Anytime you apply for a credit card, they're going to give you a hard inquiry anyway. You just got to eat it.
Gotcha. All right. Gotcha. So, because right now I'm currently getting paid in cash because it's something that I'm just starting up. And I just recently started paying for ads on Facebook and Instagram. And so far I have been getting, you know, passing the $1,000 barrier, $2,000, and now just recently $3,000. But my follow-up question would be like I'm keeping my the cash in my savings so that I can be able to keep it separate from my personal. But would that be also flagged by the IRS, or is it better for me to just hold on to all the cash until I pull the trigger on making my business official?
You can use money, right, to pay off your business debts from your personal account. That's not really that big a deal. If anything, the reason why the business credit card is so important is that it allows you to have a paper trail on all your business expenses. You understand? So like for me, right, when tax time came, all I had to do was print out my business credit card statement, give it to my accountant, and he knew exactly how much I spent on the business. Done. I don't charge shit that's for the business on cash or anything like that. I always use my business credit card. If I do have to pay a cash or use another card, I make a note of it in my notepad, and I write it down. And then at the end of the year, I add those charges to the credit card statement that I give to my accountant. Bam. Done. It makes accounting
easier. Thank you very much,
Dad. All right, man. Cool.
Take care.
No worries, my friend. Okay, who's up next? 515 again, guys, 605-9740. That's the number to call into the show, 515-605-9740. Haters, lovers, whatever it may be, you're all welcome to call into the show. You want to critique me, you want to critique Fresh, Chris, Chris might not like it too much. But Mo, go ahead and call in.
All right, 5999.
Corey M.
Oh, 100 bucks from Corey M. I don't want to call in and troll again. Just want to say y'all in the studio, keep it up, man. It's great content and needed by a lot. I try to help spread the word as often as possible to you guys and other RP people. Fresh, you wrong, by the way, for laughing at the AIM user.
Bro, that shit was hilarious, bro. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Nigga said the AIM user. Guys, for some of you guys that are wondering, that's AOL Instant Messenger is AIM. Some of the young guys aren't gonna know what the fuck
DeMarco.
If you were born after fucking, like, you know, 1999 or 2000, you ain't gonna know what the fuck that shit is. All right, let's go ahead.
All right, caller.
Hello?
Yep. What's up, man? Welcome to the show. What's your question?
4671.
Hello?
What's up, man? Welcome to the show. We can hear you. What's your question?
Oh, hi. So my question is, right, basically, I'm 18. I just graduated high school like a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
And my question is that in the future, I want to invest in real estate. But the thing is that, like, the prices in Toronto are, like, kind of high right now. And I know it's better to buy low and then let the appreciation, like, you know, build up on it so it can add, like, value. So can you tell me, like, a pathway for me?
Oh, well, number one, you need to get a job and save some capital. Number two, never buy a real estate property for appreciation.
Yeah.
You should be buying it for cash flow. Buying a property for appreciation is one of the stupidest things you can do.
I know, like, I mean, obviously, I'm going to buy it for cash flow and thing, but I know, like, the cash flow is a given, but I know, like, the appreciation, that's important too.
Well, appreciation is guaranteed almost.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because let's say that even if the market tanks, it's going to rebound and then appreciate. So that's a given. It's going to – time always is going to continue to make it appreciate. The real thing that you need to worry about is cash flow. Because appreciation only matters if you plan to sell, which if you're planning to sell, I mean – you should. I mean, buying and holding is the superior method, in my opinion, when it comes to real estate investing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so
that's how you really build your wealth up.
So, for example, right, say if I wanted to buy, I wanted to buy like a 500K property, right? How much? What's the percentage?
Bro, you gotta run numbers, bro.
Yeah,
look, dude, you're asking the wrong questions. Right now, bro, you don't have what it takes to get
you
a property right
money,
now,
bro.
Dude, you know what I did, bro? I didn't have the money either. I sat at Starbucks. Mm-hmm. On YouTube, I studied Grim Stefan, Bigger Pockets, Frank Cardone. I learned as much as I could. Then when I got the money, I knew what to do with the money. So, bro, right now, questions you're asking, you can Google, you can go on YouTube and figure out. The problem is, bro, that is that you're focusing on, okay, what to do with the money when I don't have it? Bro, get the money first. Then with the knowledge that you learn, apply it, and then find somebody like a realtor that knows what he's doing to make it concrete. Right now, bro?
Yeah, you need to save capital, yeah. My friend. Like, you're kind of like in the same boat as the other guy, is that you want to get into real estate, but you have nothing. So your thing right now, bro, is you're 18. You need to get a job first so you can actually acquire capital. You acquire capital, then you're going to be in a position where you can actually deploy that capital into an investment property. So you're going to need to save somewhere between 5 to 20% of the home's value. On a $500,000 house, my friend, that's going to be $100,000.
Yeah.
That you're going to need. Plus another 10K or so. But I will tell you this, after you purchase that first property, everything from there is going to be far easier.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised. You learning this stuff on your own is going to inspire you to want to do it faster. At least I would hope so, you know? So.
But yeah, I
recommend the book Set for Life. I recommend Bigger Pockets, Our Money Mondays, Greg Cardone's videos as well.
We have a video called Buy Real Estate Step by Step. Yeah. Go check that out, man.
And it's free.
Step number one is you got to get capital, bro.
Yeah.
I seen that. But, like, the thing is that, like, all right, actually, yeah, you said I'm asking the wrong questions. Okay. All right,
bro.
Thank you.
All right, man. Get the capital, Mike. Thank you. The capital 5 to 20% of the purchasing of the purchase number of the home. All right, who's up next?
All right, let's go with 0338. This is a free caller.
What's up, caller?
I fucking knew it. All right, let's go ahead. Another free caller.
I could do way better.
9356.
Hello.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Hello.
Hello.
Yo.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Hey, so what I see that you guys have like grown pretty fast and like in the YouTube world, and I was wondering what resources, or did you like take any like courses, or did you just do strictly like this research on how to like grow quickly, I guess is my question.
You know what we need to do? We need a literal step-by-step how to overcome YouTube and obstacles, because this has come up multiple times. Hey, how'd you guys make it? We have a process that actually works. And we never shared it because obviously we're still working on it, but like we'll eventually come up, I think, with a program where, hey, you know what?
Yeah, maybe we can.
Here's
do
the steps, step-by-step, how you can make it on YouTube, because it's not easy, bro, and to bring it up to you in like 10 minutes right now will be impossible.
If I'm going to sum it up very nice and succinctly for you, you got to post dope content and post it often and consistently.
And you have to market yourself, because YouTube is the market for you. That's the biggest thing. Marketing is the biggest part.
Yeah, so that's really what it comes down to, bro, is that you got to add value, and you got to make content that's original and very difficult to duplicate. As you guys can see, a lot of people have tried to do what we've done, and they really can't do it. They've fallen flat on their faces.
So this is what Myron said, unique and marketable. Boom. There you go.
Hey, I appreciate it, guys. Thank you so much.
Oh, no problem.
No problem, my friend. Who's up next?
Let's go with 6835.
Yo, you invited the porn star, huh?
Oh, shit.
It's the Chris, man. It's the Chris. No, I just got a text.
No.
It's the Chris.
Which one?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know what you mean now.
Okay, never mind.
The hell are y'all talking about?
Sorry about it.
Oh, no. Never mind. I should say that on here. Hey, caller. Caller. Like
bro.
Stupid.
Caller. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Okay. 9614.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Can you hear me?
Yep.
Hey, so I just want to give the flowers out to Mo, man. I know what that weight loss is. It's a journey. I was myself, when I got out of college, I only did 1 year, but I got up to 240, and I wasn't fat, but I was chunky, but I mean, still, I was a fat fuck. It took me 5 years, and I'm down to 155 now, and so, like, I just want to give the flowers out to Mo, because I know it's a damn hard journey, but Mo, stick it, just keep going, bro. Once you get there, man, like Myron said, it's so much easier to maintain your weight, because you know what to eat and what to not eat. And basically what I just did is just cutting all my salt, sugars, and just switching my diet to organic and eating my smoothies. I got a smoothie recipe from Tom Brady that he did on TikTok, and I literally just stuck with that smoothie throughout my journey, and that really helped me out. So I just wanted to hop on here and you know, give flowers out to Mo because I know how hard the struggle is.
Shout out to Mo, man. It's, you know, for me, it's always about counting the calories. Whatever, if you can't measure, you can't manage. And if I can't measure and I'm not eating it or I'm not consuming it. So, and yeah, I'm big on the smoothies too. Lots of fruit smoothies with the flax seed in it, with spinach and kale in the smoothies as well. So it's hard work. It's I'm still always thinking about fried chicken barbecue ribs. And I'm like, no, he's a fucking slave, Myron. And Myron was, and I'm just envisioning Myron slapping the taste out of it, you know. So, yeah, man, thank you very much, man. Yo, always resist the slave mind. While they hate, we create, buy real estate. Of course, we lose weight.
Bam, bam.
Well, you haven't let us know, bro.
Amen to that, man.
Thank you, Fresh.
Pause, nigga.
Ow!
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, caller, for calling in.
All right, caller.
All right, so we got to hit the next one. And, you know, we're going to kill the Facebook, Twitch, and Twitter stream real quick, guys. So come on over to YouTube. Type in Fresh and Fit on YouTube, guys. Come on over. And
come on down. Fresh and Fit on YouTube, brother.
Yeah, man. Okay. So who's the next caller?
Let's go with 3624.
All right.
No, actually, 8104.
8104, welcome to the Fresh Fit Podcast. You're on live.
Is there any more haters, man?
Yeah, if you're a hater, put the last four digits of your number.
Let's do it.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Yep.
Yo, hey, Myron. Did you hear about YNW Melly's case about him not receiving the death penalty?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they took it off the table.
Yeah.
Which is...
Just would love for you to update us on FedEx because I don't understand like the logistics behind. I believe it's the loophole or something about the state not reporting it.
Simple.
I just wanted to make this quick to you. Oh, my bad.
Yeah, it's very simple, bro. The reason, so he's been fighting this. For some of you guys that are wondering, as you guys know, YNW Melly right now is being charged with the murder of his two best friends, okay? This happened back in like 2018, 2019, and basically his buddy that he was with went and drove the bodies to the hospital, and from even though he said that they were victims of a drive-by shooting, the evidence shows that what really happened was the shooting was done from inside the vehicle where Melly was shooting, or where Melly was sitting, as seen in surveillance camera and a bunch of other evidence that corroborates the telephone tolls, everything else like that, right, and location data. So pretty much they got him, and I broke this case down in detail if you guys want to see it, but they got him almost dead to rights that he was the shooter. Now, in Florida, premeditated murder is typically punished with the death penalty a lot of the times. Premeditated murder is murder one, guys, which means, like, you planned it out and you took steps to go ahead and try to conceal the murder, which is why they shot at the car, bullet holes, et cetera, so they were able to articulate and argue, yo, this is premeditated murder. They brought him to a secluded area, shot him inside the vehicle. They tried to cover it up, all this other stuff, so bam. So the fact that he was able to get it, get the death penalty taken off is a big win for them so that if he gets convicted, right, in trial, it's going to be off the table. However, he's still going to be facing life. You know what I mean? So that's really what it comes down to. That's all it is. It's just that they're not going to execute him anymore.
Gotcha.
If he gets
All right.
Either way, he's still screwed.
So they Florida has a death penalty for murder one, but now that's just off the table. So he's going to go to he's going to just do jail in life. Sorry, do life in jail.
Gotcha. I could recall something about a Florida state not reporting it like a couple of like 45 days prior or something. That's why. Like he's not getting it, but after you breaking it down, that makes sense. So appreciate that, man. Have a good one.
Yeah, they probably don't want to deal with the headaches of filing paperwork constantly to try to get him the death penalty. You know what I'm saying? They just want to go ahead and proceed with the trial. They've been behind on this trial for so long, bro. So they're just like, you know what? Fuck it, bro. Like, we're going to convict you and just keep you in jail for life. Fuck it.
All right. Let's go with 1144.
All right.
Hello?
What's up, man? Welcome to the show.
Hello? What's up? I got a disagreement with you. You're, like, saying you don't wife up these hoes that, like, fuck on the first date, but then you say to, like, that's not a good trait to have in a girl if she fucks on, like, the first date because that's just, like, a precursor to, like, what she's going to do in the future. So, like, how do you find a good, like, girl who doesn't fuck on the first date, you know? Like, because, like, that's a waste of my time if you're not fucking me on the first date, but like I don't want you fucking on the first date, if that makes sense.
So if you notice on the show, right, we mentioned most guys don't respect or want a girl long term that does you know, one night stands or first date lays. 100%. However, we're saying, right, yes, it is a little bit weird because if he's doing with you the first night, compete with other guys. However, at the same time, you got to understand that, like, most girls that are actually into you may give in to you on the first night. So does that mean she's a hoe? Not necessarily. It may mean that she's actually into you or you turned her on in a certain way and made her want to do it. We're just saying watch the behaviors of that woman after the fact to see who she really is, because people can paint a picture, they make you wait and still be hoes. So we're just saying, look, watch the behaviors after you smash the first time to really understand who this individual is. But for the most part, bro, if you fuck on the first night, either she's actually into you or she might be a hoe. But it's your job to determine what she really is. That's all we're saying, bro. Make sense or no?
Yeah, that makes sense. I got one more question for Myron.
We love the hoes, bro. You know what time it is.
Yeah, no, I like the hoes too, man. I just, like, want to lock something down, like, long term. But, you know, like, just their actions and shit just aren't, like, matching up to what I'm on. But question for Myron. Is feminism, like the seed of the matriarchy, or is it the matriarchy? And if so, like, what does that mean for the West? Because, like, these numbers are just going to keep on going up. So, what is the West in for?
I mean, we talk about it all the time, bro. Like, I mean, we're cruising for a bruising. You know? That's honestly what's going on. As we become more woke and more left and more gynocentric, you know, we're just cruising for a bruising. And at the end of the day, feminism hurts women the most. So.
All right, caller. So one question per caller, because these are free calls now.
One question.
All right.
He snuck in two there.
Yeah.
But that's fine.
Let's go with 1231.
Haters calling, man. We're here waiting for
Hello.
You.
Hello.
You know what I mean?
Not much. Just want to say I'm a big fan of your show real quick. I watch you guys, like, on my way to work. And I guess my question would be just about, like, when dealing with a girl or whatever that you really like, and, like, so this is for my case personally, like, we broke up or whatever, and then, like, there's this guy that she, like, that I work with that works with us or whatever, and she, like, flirts with him or whatever, but she claims that's her best friend. And they've been friends before, like, you know, me and her started dating. But as soon as we broke up, she just started, like, flirting with him in front of my face and, you know, doing all this stuff to make me feel, like, jealous or whatever. Thing is how should I go about it? Should I, like, play into it and try to flirt with other girls at the job? Or should I just be like, man, like, just keep doing my shit, focus on my, like, job and whatnot?
Yeah, I mean, bro, she's... Yeah, no, go ahead, Fresh. You take that.
No,
you got it. You go.
Brother, when I say exit stage left, I mean do it ASAP, bro. Dude, if you're doing it in front of your face, bro, what does that tell you about her respect for you? It's gone. So,
yeah.
Dude,
she's blowing her street.
At this point, bro, have fun. Enjoy the experience. I think she's for the streets. And look, that friend of hers, I guarantee you, bro, when you were not doing your shit on time or properly, and she was being single, doing whatever she was doing, things could happen. It might not happen. Right. The point is, she's doing it in front of your face. That's the L, bro.
Okay, she got no respect.
For
fuck
sure.
That bitch.
Smash, have fun, and do your shit on the side, bro. Because, dude, she's done. She's done.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
All right.
For sure.
What about you, bro?
Definitely.
All right.
All right, bro. Yeah.
Let's hit the next one.
Boom.
Let's go with... let's
yo, what are the likes at? Yo, we got 3,800 of y'all in here, man. Do me a
like
quick favor,
guys. Goddamn video.
Like the video, bro, because I've been looking at our like ratio, and yo... Y'all do not like the goddamn videos, man. And we might have to bring the fucking ninjas back, man. This shit's starting to get ridiculous.
And it's free.
Goddamn.
And by the way?
Oh, yeah. We hit 775K subs, man.
Shout
out
to y'all in the chat.
In the fucking chat.
I will say this, guys. We're almost at 800K. Then we have to hit 1 million for the party. It's going to be insane.
Yep.
I'm literally going to have – we're going to have some of the best celebs that you know, guys from the show as well, hella girls. So, Papa is going to be crazy. One more party. Let's get it.
Yeah, our 1 million party is going to be the best
like
YouTube
no other.
Party. Is going to be fucking crazy.
And we're
going to
plan it.
We're going to plan
Me, Myron, and Chris.
Yeah, we're going to fucking plan that shit.
Yeah.
I mean, the 500K party came out was good.
Yeah, it was good.
Because we planned it.
Yeah.
On like the 100K.
Yeah.
But that's a whole other story. yeah, go check us. Guys, go like the video. Okay, who's up next?
Let's go with 3624.
Yo, what up, guys?
What's up, man? What's your question?
What's up?
Yeah, I'm here right now. This is like, well, bro, could you break down a couple of Chicago cases? Like Larry Hoover?
What? You sound like Chris, nigga.
He's from the Caribbean.
Okay.
You know how I know?
I can barely understand.
Listen to the background. You can hear the crickets in the back. He's from the Caribbean.
All right. Can you translate?
Oh,
so he asked you if you could bring on or talk about Chicago greats like Larry Hoover.
Well, Larry Hoover's in prison, bro.
Prophetic.
Okay. I was going to say, like he said, bring on. So, okay. I could definitely talk about Larry Hoover and the Gangsta Disciples. I'm going to cover the Gangsta Disciples actually when I do 22G's Nick Blicky and Coach the Ghost. I'm working on that right now as well. I'm getting all their court paperwork. As you guys know, 22G's got arrested for attempted murder a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Coach the Ghost right now is in jail for murder. And Nick Blicky was killed. And I'll do an overview of the Gangsta Disciples. And I'll also talk about those three individual cases within them. And, Larry Hoover obviously is going to be in an integral part of that conversation.
You're fresh. Caller, where are you from?
No, he's gone.
Oh, come here.
Yo, this nigga Chris be kicking niggas off the line immediately, bro.
I mean, one question, he's free. We have girls.
I get it.
All right, let's go with 4670.
Hello?
What's up?
Hello.
Hi. My boyfriend and I both listened to your show, and it definitely helped us gain a better understanding of each other as male and female and our desires and how we think and stuff. But we have a situation that we really can't come to an agreement about, and I'll try to keep it informative but brief. So I want to respect my boyfriend and his innate nature to be territorial, but we are struggling to find a happy medium about my clothes. Now, mind you, I grew up extremely conservative, like Christian and Mennonite and things like that. And now that I'm grown up, I like to wear clothes that fit me. They're not skin tight, but they fit me. Skin showing is not even an issue because that's uncomfortable to me. I don't wear tube tops, mini skirts, mini dresses. My cleavage isn't out, none of that. But I feel like he wants me to wear shirts that are so big and so loose that completely cover my butt, even when I bend down, which to me, it feels like I'm wearing like nightgown shirts or like pants so big, like they don't fit around my waist when in reality, I can't control the shape of my body. So basically, what do you guys think is like a happy medium? Because for me, don't get a girl with like beautiful curvy body and then dress her in oversized clothes. So oversized. And then he talks about how he wants to work out and he wants to get swole and he wants to show off. Like I feel ugly next to him, if that makes sense.
Okay. Well, you got to remember that you and your boyfriend, always keep this in mind. You guys are not the same. His sexuality is not as important as yours. You know what I'm saying? For a man to be attractive, he's not going to garner nearly the same amount of attention that a woman that is average is going to get. So you guys don't play on the same field. So what's good for the goose isn't always good for the gander, as our boy Rolla Tomasi would say. So that's number one. You guys are different.
Okay.
Number two, one happy medium that you guys could come to is if you want to dress sexy, he's got to be there with you. You know what I'm saying? When you want to wear these types of clothes where you're a little bit more revealing or whatever, you know, thing that you guys can do is where you can dress a certain way, but he's got to be there with you. So when you guys go on date nights, you guys go out together, whatever it is, that could work. But, but you dressing in a certain way provocatively, especially when with him not there, I mean, it is disrespectful to him. I mean, every man is different. Some guys, you know, will tolerate their girls dressing a certain way without them there, without them being there. So I don't necessarily know what your boyfriend's boundaries are or limits, but you know, that's a discussion that you two can have and come to a middle ground. But I think it's fairly fair. It's fair for you to dress kind of how you want if he's in your presence, but you need to run everything through him.
Yo, I have a quick question for the caller real quick.
Okay,
question. Do you love your boyfriend?
I'm sorry. Say it again.
Do you love your boyfriend?
Do I live with him? I'm sorry. I really can't hear you.
Do you love your boyfriend? Do you love him?
Oh, yes. Yes, I do. Yes.
Do you trust him?
No. But that's like a different story. So.
Okay. Do you respect him?
I do, which is why I'm calling.
Okay, great. So let me ask you this. If he's telling you, hey, babe, you know what? I appreciate you, but this makes me feel a certain type of way. What makes you say that? You know what? You're right. Because who are you showing off to? For him or for other people?
Well, it's not that I'm trying to show off. I just feel like in society, it's hard for me to find clothes that fit me as a more curvy girl that is, like, not too over big. Like,
I feel like I'm not, maybe I'm not like explaining it right, but I don't want to wear like XXL shirts every time I go out. You know what I mean? Does that make sense? Or am I like, I don't want to like exaggerate either, but that's what I feel like it's like.
Okay. All right. How tall are you? How much do you weigh, man? Fuck this shit. Go ahead.
I am 5'4" and I weigh like 135, 140.
So what do you mean? Like you can't find clothes that.
Okay, like I.
Unless
I would
you can't right now.
Somebody lying here.
Yeah, it sounds off.
Something right here.
5'4", 135. You should be easily able to find clothes that fit you.
Fashion Nova.
Okay, but that's my problem. He doesn't even want it to fit me. Like, let's say I'm a medium. He would want me to wear like an extra large, and I'm just like, that's kind of ridiculous to me. That's how I feel like it is. Like, if clothes that are medium are going to fit me and they're not skin tight, like they still have ruffles in the shirt and stuff like that. But he says, like, it's like he doesn't want any of my form to show at all. And I think that's, for me, that's a little over the top. Because if you don't want any of my form to show, like, ever, I'm going to have to wear XXL clothes for the rest of my life. Do you get that? Like, he doesn't want any form to show.
Like I said before, present the idea that you can wear these types of clothes when when he's with you, right? And then when you're obviously out by yourself or doing your thing by yourself, then obviously you have to dress a little bit more moderately. That's one thing that you could do. Or you could simply just be single and wear whatever you want. But here's the thing. I already know. And this is kind of the catch-22 with modern-day women. Y'all want to be able to be sexy and attractive and still be able to garner attention from men while simultaneously siphoning off security and provisioning and a relationship with a man. And the thing is that your boyfriend's not allowing you to do it, and you don't like that. So it really comes down to what's more important for you, advertising your sexuality or the stability of a relationship. I'll tell you this, and you've probably heard this a bunch of times since you watch our show. It's tough on the streets for these women, okay? So it's really up to you what's more important. And the scary part is that only you know the real answer. Do you want your liberation so that you can wear whatever you want and do what you want? Or do you want the security? But your boyfriend clearly isn't a pussy, and he's telling you it's one or the other. So you got to make that decision what's more important to you. But I'll tell you this, it's cold on these streets.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it. No, I appreciate your answer, and I do like what you said about me being able, you know, as long as he's with me. And I don't mind working with that, like, at all. That's something I can completely do. He takes care of me. I love him. We were just like, oh, my God, like, what would happen if we call it? And they actually answered. But thank you guys for taking my call. So.
No problem.
No worries. No worries. And like I said before, man, you only know the real answer, but it's tough on these streets, man. Take what you got right now. Your guy's probably doing a bunch of things correctly. Don't lose your boyfriend because you want to be a thot, bro. I'm telling you, don't do it.
All right, we left some chats here.
Yeah.
All right. All
right, caller.
And here's the thing. That was a good question because a lot of women experience that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of girls are in that strange
in
between.
A 4X shirt and she's a medium or XL. That's kind of OD.
OD, yeah.
She's probably exaggerating.
Yeah, probably.
We know, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If it's true, though, it's kind of OD.
Randy Santos, ever since I've been watching you guys, my life has changed. Salute to you guys, and thank you very much. All right. Damn, I wish it was in the U.S. so I could call you guys, and thank you. Thank you so much, Marco. Well, wait, we've had international people calling before.
Yeah, UK, Australia.
There's a way to do it. Mo, do you know how?
Well, I know Dorkhead in the chat, he'd be showing it for international
callers.
Yeah,
Dorkhead, can you do us a solid, bro? Can you put the number out for people that want to call in? Because I know niggas be calling international. I forget how
but
they do it.
It has to be for next show because the girls are here.
All of them?
Half of them.
Okay, I mean, when they're all here, we'll get them. Will Mena, huge fan. You guys are legends. Wanted to give some advice regarding cars. European racing shows, which cars will be most reliable? Porsche and Ferrari are cars that usually dominate 24-hour racing. Okay. 60. Okay, the number, y'all definitely put things in perspective for me. It's hilarious reaction I get from girls when I apply it like y'all do. Absolutely. The core fans of Reddit can't help but embarrass themselves. Y'all had months to prepare. Long live Discord and that deal. Miss you, bro.
Some of all dress.
This beef, man, is crazy. Why can't we just all be friends, bro? Random, my favorite quote. He's not petty, but I am. Chris, my guys be on straight demon time. LMAO, FNF to the moon and back. Love. Cool. You can't make this up. As a female, I'm grateful for your show as it's opened my mind to the male's perspective, which helps me be more respectful to men. Cool. Good for
you,
Angel. Get this man on some TRT, okay? Corey M., I don't want to – oh, no, we read that one earlier. Shout out to Big Mo for losing that weight. me and him in the same boat. I'm also in my weight loss journey, and I lost 5 pounds this week, so I'm keeping it pushing number 7,000 for Colin Show. Okay, cool. And then we got another number there. Okay, what would 120K per year in 1998 be today? That is a fantastic question. It'd probably be equivalent to maybe closer to 200K today. I can actually, I like actually doing this inflation thing. I'll give you that answer here in a second. Can you give the top reasons that clubs is dying? There's a bunch of things that led to the deterioration of nightclubs, guys, but a big part of it was social media and the invention of bottle service. Roosh V talked about this in detail in one of his books, but I think social media and the introduction of VIP bottle service definitely hurt it. Because if you leave women to their own devices, what are they going to do? They're going to bottle chase and be bottle rats, okay? Fresh, can you read the rest?
We have Rickett Caballero. Do a show on proper grammar and public speaking. All right. Kenny, $5. Do Diglets, $20, says, he got you on that Billie Eilish flow. He think you a star, baby girl. Okay. Just a Riddle, $10, says, constant progression and ignore all the doubt has gotten me much further. I've always expressed what you guys have, so I'm just showing some love. 28 isn't too late to start. Kind of the man you wish to be.
Cool.
There you go.
And then, guys, just to answer, $120,000 in 1998 has approximately the same purchasing power as $215K today. All right? So, cool. Let's go ahead and hit the next number.
Yeah, let's go with...
And then 4,000 y'all in here, man. Yo, like the video, please, guys. Subscribe to the channel.
All right, 5337.
Go ahead.
Hey, what'd you say?
Hello, this is JR.
Yeah,
what up, brother?
Hey, I'm a six-figure earner when I was 24 overseas, and I'm agreeing with what you're saying to all these women that's in that always come to your podcast, Myron. And I worked in the Middle East for almost 20 years, and I put your guys' also your test, what you guys are saying, to four ladies that I've been seeing, and it's been working. And I made them do a choice because one of them started getting mouthy with me. I was like, okay, if you think it's okay for you to lose me, then you don't need me. And then she turned around and she says, well, I don't want to lose you. I'm like, there you go. And I used your guys' philosophies and everything from your show that I've been watching for the last couple months. And you guys are actually a lot helpful, and you guys are really doing a great job. I appreciate you guys for all of that.
No, man, thank you very much.
I'm actually looking into buying RFI and EFT investments as well, and I'm going to go be looking at your guys' videos for that as well.
Okay, I mean, we pretty much are heavy into index funds, bro. We don't really buy individual stocks.
Oh,
so,
okay.
I haven't bought in a while.
Yeah, I just buy index funds, even though the market's fucking trash right now, but I'm buying it low, so it's whatever.
Okay, because I've been watching you guys for the last couple of months, and my girl's been... been laughing.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's great that couples watch this, man. I appreciate it, my friend.
Thanks,
we got to move on to the next caller.
Cool.
Chris is losing his hair back there. So because we got some of the ladies here in the, pretty much on location.
Okay.
Let's go ahead.
Let's go with 2732.
2732. Go ahead, Matt. Going once. Okay.
This nigga. 6975.
Welcome to the show, bro.
What's up, fellas?
I'd like the video. 4100
hey,
here. What's up, man?
Hey, I appreciate you guys. So my question is about women who virtue signal and hold strong feminine beliefs that were taught to them at a young age by beta-tized males. These young women perceive these males as alphas due to the girls being so young and malleable. My real question is, where did feminism come from? A born bitch-made guy or a woman who was independent enough to go against the grain? What came first, the chicken or the egg?
Bro, does that even matter? But to answer your question, bro, I do believe that it was created from a group, right? I forgot her name.
I mean, it's kind of an irrelevant question, bro, because we're here now. So it's like... It really doesn't matter who started it, but if we're going to keep it all the way 1,000, it was men that allowed women to be in a position to even be able to get here, because men are the stronger, from a physicality standpoint, men are stronger. Women can't do shit without men allowing it to happen.
Right. So we teach women everything.
No, we allow it to
happen. We allow it because men have the monopoly on violence. Whoever has the monopoly on violence.
What do you mean?
Okay. So whoever has the monopoly on violence controls the narrative. So, for example, the reason why you don't go outside and shoot someone and kill them is because the police will come and arrest you, correct? The police have the monopoly of violence, okay? And then on top of that, you got the military. Why does no one fuck with the United States? Because we have the monopoly of violence. We have nuclear weapons. We can fuck them up, okay? So the potential, right, for violence and your dangerousness is what actually creates peace, okay?
Right. You have answered this question many times. You are correct.
Yeah, so men have the monopoly on violence. So therefore, women can't go ahead and get their rights unless men allow it. And I know it sounds terrible for me to say that, but it's just biological fact. Women can't fight men at all. So it has to be allowed through men. Cool.
So who created feminism?
Women wanted it and men allowed it. Both parties wanted it to a degree and men allowed it.
Yikes. All right. I appreciate you guys. Have a good night.
Okay, man.
All right, Will.
All right. Let's go with 5601.
Hello. Yeah. What's up, guys? So I just want to say shout out to Big Mo in the back. And so, Fresh, my question for you is, so I'm a guy who's never been to a party. I was a guy who called about, hey, you know, my life's been boring all the life, you know, blah, 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 wine, whatever. So
yeah.
I've never been to a party. I'm trying to get my Instagram up. How do I get into that setting, and how do I set myself up to get to that market?
Okay, where do you live?
Texas.
Okay. And what's the goal for you to get into the party scene? Is it for networking? Is it for business clients? Is it for girls?
Mainly for networking.
Okay. So simply put, bro, you need a connection with promoters and club owners. But once again, regarding these people, you have to get them what they want. So what do most promoters want? Girls. What do most club owners want? Clients for their clubs. So if I were you, bro, what I would do is, I'll go to local areas, maybe tourist areas in your area, in Texas. I don't know where that is. We have South Beach here. We have Wynwood. Point is, if you can actually go out there, talk to girls, say, hey, you know what? I'm going to this club, pull up. And then you meet a promoter that's a partner of the club. Hey, bro, I got four girls that want to come pull up to the club. Can we work something out where I come to your table? I get access, but, like, I bring your girls. And then that's the way you can get it. Or you DM a promoter on Instagram, let's say, for example, You type in the club, let's say, what's it called in Dallas? Bottle Blondes, right? You DM, you your page, you see maybe a tag promoter or a tag director or manager. Send them a DM, hey, bro, I'm new to the area. I want to network. I want to add some value. How can I help out? And they'll tell you, hey, you know what? We need somebody to either be security, or somebody to, like, bring girls. The point is, you have to figure out what they want. Once you know what they want, you can give them that value. And then from there, you can ask for things in your favor. So regarding networking, if you become popular or you become cool with the promoter or one of the club owners, then guess what? Whenever they bring a big celebrity, like maybe Sway Lee or, like, you know, Tory or something like that, guess what? Now you're in a position where you can say, hey, you know what? Put me at a table next to them because I want to network with them. And before you know it, you're talking to them in person, you're next to the table, and you're adding value. The point is that, like, you got to get them what they want at first, which is either girls, maybe clients for their tables, maybe even, some type of, like, promotion. The point is that, like, figure out what they want and see how you can give it to them to make yourself valuable. Make sense?
Yes, sir. Okay, thank you. I appreciate it. And, yeah, Myron, I just want to say, be ready for that Patreon call because I'm going to be there. So just be prepared.
Awesome. Nice. Patreon call this weekend, guys. So make sure you jump in on our Patreon, patreon.com/freshfit. All right,
and I will say, networking is a very important skill because, guys, when you're likable and people know that, they want to help you out.
Yep.
All right, cool.
Cool.
Who's up next?
4477.
Yeah. Most of the ladies are here, by the way, as well. What's up, bro? Welcome to the show.
Hey, what's up, guys? I've been watching you guys for about a year now, like 10 months, and I've been listening to everything you guys have been saying. And my relationship has, for the most part, been changed, you know, for a positive. It's changed into a positive thing. Well, turns out she's pregnant, man, and all of a sudden she wants to kind of stand her ground. So I haven't seen her in a month, and I don't know what she's doing. Yeah, she's pregnant. And just so I'm kind of all over the place, because I didn't know you guys were going to answer right now. But, so we've been together for about 3 years. She was a single mom. She was 4 months pregnant. And at first, you know, I was just trying to get some, you know, some action and stuff, but then it started getting into a longer-term thing. And then I got my own apartment. I used to be making over 100K a year. Now I'm making like 80K a year. So I got my own apartment with her. And
how old
that
you?
Was in December of 2020. I'm 23.
Is it your baby, bro?
Yeah, this kid's my baby, but the first one is not.
How
my
you know?
Baby.
How you know?
I don't know. I mean, I went there with the ultrasound.
You don't
know, like
know
every
number.
Deny,
all right.
Nigga.
All right, I need you to shut up right now. This is what you're gonna do. This is what you're gonna do. How far along is she?
We found out April 30th, so she's like
we found
I think
out?
12 weeks.
She found out.
All right, so she's 12 weeks in right now?
Yeah.
What state do you live in?
I live in California. I'm in San Jose.
Okay, so you're still in a pro-abortion state. So here's the thing, dude. You need to go ahead and do a prenatal test, okay? There's a service that allows you to do that shit. I did it once when I was in Texas. I had to make sure. Yeah, you need to do a prenatal test, my friend, and make sure that that kid is yours or not yours. Because the thing is that you got to fucking make sure, you know what I'm saying? And that's going to be very important for you. So you need to get that paternity test right now. It seems to me as though she's going to go through with it, right? She ain't going to have no abortion?
Yeah, see, that's the thing. Like, we've kind of planned it. So, like, she wanted to have a baby. I kind of wanted to have a baby. And, like, we were supposed to get married.
Oh,
yeah,
y'all planned it?
In a way, she had an IUD for 3 years, and then she just took it out in March, and then 3 weeks later, boom, she's pregnant.
Like, she had a kid, bro.
So, wait, you wanted to have
Stupid.
A kid then?
In a way, yeah, I wanted to have a kid, yeah.
In a way? Nigga,
you're doomed, nigga.
What the fuck? In a way?
Au revoir.
What the fuck?
You steal your own dealer, nigga.
My detector test determined that was a lie.
Why?
You're like, what? Nigga.
Well, obviously.
But, no, so.
Are you asking
so
us
I
if
wanted,
we should
I wanted,
do it? Are you happy with it?
But I'm happy with her. But and like the thing is, she listens like 99% of the time, bro. Like she isn't like a hoe. She doesn't go out. She listens to my program. Like she's down, bro. She makes food. She does everything she needs to do from A to Z.
If you like her and you want to have a kid with her, what's I'm confused why you're calling them.
Yeah.
A month ago she wanted to go to LA with her friends, and I was like, I told her no. So we had a disagreement, and I told her, like, get the fuck out of my house. Like, you know, like, I pay all the bills. I take care of everything. You know, I do your nails, all this, that, and the third. And she was like, okay, fine. So then she actually took all her shit and dipped. And for the most, like, whole time, she opened the list. And she says, like, okay, fine. Like, you're right. I don't want to lose you. Like, I love you. And, like, even on Mother's Day, like, she was breaking down, like, that whole Walter video that you just posted on your Instagram. She was acting like that, bro. Like, she didn't want me to leave. So I'm just like, what
changed? Listen. I don't give a fuck anymore. This is what you got to do. You got to make sure that kid is yours. Okay?
Okay.
Because
so
you best believe when you kicked
her
out your spot,
yeah.
She fucked another nigga, bro. You best believe that shit.
And it didn't work out.
And it didn't work out.
I'm
That's why she
Johnny.
Kept crawling back to you, bro.
Yep.
Don't be a fucking dummy. The reason why she was so confident leaving the house like that is because there's probably some fucking simp there waiting with open arms. I'll take you in. Don't worry about it. I'll rescue you. You got a kid. That guy's an asshole. He threw you out the house. He's going to say a bunch of fucking pussy
I'll
nigga
step
shit.
Up for you.
I'll step up.
I'm a stepdaddy.
You know what I'm saying? So he's going to say and do whatever he's got to do. Here's the thing, bro. I love how niggas call this show. They try to conceal it like, yo, I kind of – no. You know deep down in the back of your fucking brain, that reptilian side of your brain, bro, you know that she did some fuck shit. You're calling us to try to figure out, yo, what's going on? Because you know you're not able to sleep at night because you know she probably did some bullshit. So this is what you got to do. Here's your answer to your question, even though you're trying to beat around the bush about it. Simply go get a prenatal fucking test. It comes with a blood kit. Have her blood drawn, okay? And your blood gets drawn as well. Make sure the kid is yours or not yours. If the kid ain't yours, you fucking walk out. Done. Wrap. She no longer exists.
Okay.
You understand?
All right. And prenatal test, I have to contact her obviously for it, right?
Yeah, I mean, you could order a kit online and they mail it to you. But yeah, you're going to have to take her to the doctor's office with you and she's going to have to do a blood test. And she's going to get mad. She's going to be kicking and screaming. What do you mean? You think I fuck somebody else? I don't give a fuck. You need to do it, bro. Because you can't play around when it comes to kids.
Could be kept.
And you're in the state of California, one of the worst states when it comes to child support.
And that's the thing. Like, I'm not trying to play around, but then, like, this girl, I haven't talked to her in a month. And then, like, on the 4th of July, I'm having a good time with my family, and my mom shows me a Snapchat that she's having a gender reveal. I'm like, what the fuck is this bitch doing? And there's no guy there, so I'm like, I don't understand. Like, does she really want to have a single mom?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to tell you. Like,
bro.
Yo.
She's putting that baby
yo,
on you, bro,
yeah,
probably.
Yeah, she's going to try to put that baby on you, nigga. Like, I'm telling you, man, when you kicked her out of your spot, she fucked somebody else, man.
Damn.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, you got to do a prenatal test, bro. You don't have a choice. She's going to keep it too. You need to make sure that kid is either yours or not yours. And if it's not yours, then you need to talk to a family lawyer and make sure that you don't end up paying fucking child support for a child that isn't yours, bro.
Why do I feel like he's not going to do shit? He's just going to take the baby and roll with it.
No, I'm not going to roll with it. I've just been like, I'm trying to do the good thing, you know? Like, regardless, I'm just like, I'm not trying to be like a dick.
Bro, I've been there, bro. Doing a good thing, bro.
Niggas are saying, why don't they do a mouth swap? Bro, they can't do a mouth swap because the baby isn't born yet. I'm trying to get
Yo.
The fuck, man? Some of y'all niggas in the chat are retarded. Bro, he's got to do a prenatal test. They're going to do a blood test on him and on the girl to make sure the kid is his.
I'm not saying don't care about her. I'm just saying do what's best for you, bro.
Yeah, man.
I guarantee you she's going to do what's best for her.
Yeah,
which
bro.
Which is probably finesse you, nigga.
Yeah. All right, she's a single mom. She definitely fucking probably fuck with somebody in that time span that y'all took a break, bro.
They're the easiest.
You know
what
I'm saying? Go get that prenatal test, bro. Prenatal test, bro. Go do that shit. Look online. There's a bunch of them, a bunch of different companies that offer. They're going to mail that shit to you. Drag your ass to the fucking doctor's office. Get that blood test. You get the blood test. See, get your results back in like a week or two. Bam. Figure out if you're the dad or not. Once you figure out you ain't the pappy, you get the fuck out of there if you're not the pappy. You do not sit there and take care of a kid that ain't yours. Do not be a fucking cuck. All right?
Bam.
Okay. It's just real. $10. Constant progression and ignore all the doubt has gotten me much further.
That one already.
Oh, we did? Okay. Did the streamer Destiny ever contact you guys about being on the show, or did he check it out? What happened with that? He was supposed to come in early July, but I think he was because we got tied up in late June. We'll bring him sometime this month. Dr. Mo, caller got his girlfriend pregnant. You know you done fucked up, right?
Shout out to Dr. Mo.
Shout out to Dr. Mo. All
right. So.
Anything else, Chris? Or?
No, we're good.
This nigga, bro.
All right, cool. So the ladies are here, guys. I hope you guys like the fucking video. Give me a lot of advice, life-saving advice in some of that cases, man. And, other than that, we'll be back here. Chris, call it. It's 9 p.m. right now.
1 hour?
An hour?
Yep.
Cool. All right, then, man. So, guys, we'll be live at 10 p.m. We're just going to, you know, reset up the studio, get the girls situated, and we'll catch you guys back here at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Peace.
Peace.